The de facto capital of rebel-held Libya is the eastern city of Benghazi. It has a long history of rebellion, and Muammar Gaddafi never fully trusted the people there, so he installed an enormous military base in the middle of Benghazi called the Katiba. It was the last Gaddafi stronghold to fall in the city after a bloody battle in mid-February. Now, as the world's Ben Gilbert reports, the base has become a place for reflection and celebration.
The Katiba is a sprawling complex of bunkers, barracks, fancy guest houses, and opulent meeting rooms, surrounded by high walls and watchtowers. Katiba means battalion in Arabic, but it came to mean the garrison, and it occupied prime real estate in Benghazi. On February 17th, the Katiba became the front line in the battle for the city.
See all the bullets in the houses here? The main fight was here, this street.
My guide today, a young medical student named Nasser, was here during the battle. For 3 days, anti-Gaddafi protesters tried to storm the Katiba. Many were killed. The large green gate at the entrance has been blasted to pieces.
This used to be the gate of the... not the main gate, there's three gates, but this used to be the big one, the main gate. The snipers that were shooting used to be in that place there, in that big tower there. So what happened here, that man called El Mehdizio, he's got two daughters, he's married, he's got two daughters. He went to his house and said goodbye to them. So what happened, that he got all like gas bottles in his car and just came right through here. So they were shooting at him and it exploded. He got killed in it. He killed two of the guards here with him. That was the day that the people entered the Katiba.
On February 20th, Mehdizio blasted a hole in the gate we just drove through, killing himself in the process. Now his picture is on the Benghazi courthouse. Most Benghazi residents had never voluntarily entered the Katiba before. To come here meant you were in deep trouble with Gaddafi's security men and likely wouldn't be seen again. Now Libyans bring their families to marvel or mourn at the looted remains. 35-year-old Raja Mohammed Raja, an accountant, brought his sisters to see the Katiba.
The feeling that he's got to be able to come into here. Like, nobody ever imagined that I'd be able to come in these houses in Katiba. It was amazing. Like he said, he's been everywhere. He's been to the police station, been to the secret police building. He's been everywhere. He said, it's amazing. Like, at last, we can enter any way we want to.
Raja speaks near a military viewing stand in the green colors of Gaddafi's Libya. Its aluminum roof is now bent and broken, the seating area charred by fire. A burned car sits at the top of some steps. Around a corner, Libyan men stomp through the burnt remains of what were once VIP villas for Gaddafi's guests. Rebel graffiti coats the once pristine 10-foot-high white walls outside. "Free Libya," it reads, and "Gaddafi, you dog." Naji Misbah Hussein, a former policeman from the nearby town of Ajdabia, says this is his second visit.
The grave that this Katiba on is half of Benghazi, the big area. Said the Libyan people live in small houses and not living at all. Like.
Hussein calls Gaddafi a killer. Even now, he says he's scared to be here at the Katiba. 42 years of fear is hard to erase. Nasser, my guide, points to the holes dug into the concrete all around us.
In the first days when the people came into this Katiba, everybody was using the trucks to dig up the holes. They knew there was big holes in here, but they didn't know where they were. Just digging up everywhere.
Looking for money?
Yeah, looking for the holes where the prisoners are.
Nasser says he was here in February when a man was pulled from one of the subterranean cells. Nasser says the man asked what year it was. We descend down steep steps into a concrete bunker with a single opening at the top of a 15-foot ceiling lined with iron bars. Nasser says it's a former jail cell. On the walls, someone has spray-painted the names of those who died here. A man who came to see the Katiba suddenly regrets it.
I wish he didn't come in here anyway. Yeah, I said because a lot of people got killed here, like, sad.
But in the distance, gunfire breaks out. It's not the sound of fighting, though. It's celebratory. Residents of Benghazi are still celebrating the end of Gaddafi's stranglehold on eastern Libya some 2 months ago. For The World, I'm Ben Gilbert.
Ben took some great pictures of the Katiba in all its destroyed glory. They're online at theworld.org.